Petros and Money Show, y'all.
Can you?
AM 570 LA Sports.
Just keep trying to hear it, man. Me, you,
I'm
the
desperate
Don
to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
The worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at AM570LASports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
And it's one of the best ever altercations by a superstar athlete and an innocent, smallish white security guard.
Get your head clapped by Ujiri, you know.
I'm going to push you over with my throat.
My Adam's apple is so incredibly strong.
My hands are behind my back.
I'll learn from this Adam's apple pushing. I will come out the better.
Since as though there has been a trend. I feel like maybe. Probably have not learned. I mean, not going to do it over with his neck. Just grabbing a girl's shirt and just pulling her boob out. Just like standing up on a belt like, hey, watch this. Blink!
Zeke Elliott's track record.
I mean,
the mid-drift at the draft, not as bad, but still on the track record.
And knock this guy over right here with my neck.
Neck on you, just knock you over.
Neck. Neck you, neck and you down so hard.
What are we doing up here on this balcony?
All right, we'll start this. But don't worry, Ronnie. We're going to start. All right. America. F yeah! Coming on strong to save the mother effing day, yeah!
Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports, your America show of record. Happy night before the night.
Terrorist, your game is through, because now you'll have to answer to America! F yeah!
That goes for you too, Antifa.
Yeah, Antifa, you son of a bitch, Antifa!
Freaking crowbars and your stupid mask away, Antifa!
Yeah, take your milkshake to the yard.
Petros and Money on AM 570 LA Sports. We're going to celebrate the third for all of yous on a half day today by carrying this all the way until 6 o'clock because we're your home of the Dodgers, and you're going to get Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck after a spectacular walk-off walk win last night.
And the Dodgers are playing again tonight.
If that ain't America, I don't know what the F is.
I mean, ain't that America?
Winning last night on a walk-off walk and then being willing to play again tonight?
And that's like four straight walk-offs at Dodger Stadium. Four. How many times are we going to pass the ball before we shoot it? Four.
If only.
Dodgers versus D-backs tonight. Dodgers on deck at 6. First pitch at 7:10. Tim Cates with Morongo Casino. Dodgers on deck. F you, Antifa. I know you're Antifa, though, Vic.
Oh, Vic ain't Antifa. He's way too peaceful.
They'd have a picture. Would you be shocked if it was like 6 fat chicks with blue hair and Vic? They were like, oh, look at that, Antifa mugshot.
Vic would be the Antifa member while they're all getting corralled by the ATF. He's just standing out there going, I didn't know.
Congratulations on your victory.
It started out so peaceful.
I was here for the music, y'all.
Yeah.
The third stop of the Petros and Money Chevy Summer Tour is going to be the greatest tour in the history of our show. We worked out the kinks, but there weren't any. Third stop of the 2019 PMS Chevy Summer Tour is at the Vans headquarters in Costa Mesa. Thursday, July 11th.
Lance Mountain Inn. That was directed at you, Cates. Lance Mountain Inn.
Efforting.
Okay.
Chargers have reached out to me, too.
Oh, Tom Telesco joined us last year.
Since they are right down the street, they are efforting a big-time name.
Ooh! Ooh.
I mean, it is less than a 3-minute drive from the Hogue practice facility.
Are we talking about that name on the offensive or defensive side of the ball?
I don't know. I just know they're going to go big game hunting. See what
big
they can
game
do.
Hunting.
Ooh!
Not that they're trying to poach animals or anything.
Hey, they might.
What you saying there? Yeah. Don't take that photo of that elephant, like, young lady. Don't you take that photo.
We're brought to you by the 2019 Chevy Silverado. You can win one at the end of the summer. Beautiful truck. Just beautiful.
Win a truck.
Last night was Chevy Sweet Night.
Show up, enjoy music, a live sports program filled with A-list big game hunting Charger guests. and qualify to win a freaking Chevy Silverado.
Sweet James Berner.
Well, he's going to come with tchotchkes.
881-2021.
And a t-shirt bazooka.
The proprietor of the Sweet James Sweet Night. Raise your hand if you were there.
Hold on. Trying to get my eyes in the promotions office. Oh, yeah, there are other. Ha! You like that, Vic?
Yeah.
Ha!
Come on now.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Supercuts.
Check it online.
Save that time.
Check it online. Clown everybody waiting there. When you just roll in and they're waiting because they're old and they ain't got technology.
And you can do the Matt Smith clown voice.
Wear it, Sarah. Wear it, Sarah. Oh, she wore it, Vic.
Come on.
I don't care how old she was. She had to get back to take her medication at a specific time. Don't care. I checked it online. You sit there and you wait. Love that, Matt.
Yeah.
Azusa Pacific University. Graduated game changer since 1899. Sarah didn't go to Azusa Pacific. Otherwise, she could have figured out the app, huh? Dumb right. Asshole lady.
School of hard knocks.
So dumb.
That's why she's got two clips.
Vista Paint. Institutionalized haircut.
I love the Vista Paint ladies.
They don't have that hair.
No. Beautiful.
Oh.
Wine-swilling women.
Like designing women.
Chef Town Blue.
Yeah, they're going to paint it blue like Delta Burke.
VistaPaint.com.
Chef Merito. And hold your sack with Kawasaki.
Well, we're giving away a Kawasaki Ninja ZX6R. Not only can you win a Daniel Boone Choice Grill from Barbecues Galore on site Thursday, July 11th at the Vans headquarters, you can qualify to win that private island, privado, with the turbo grill, the refrigerator, the access door, the patio set, and you can also qualify to win that 2019 Chevy Silverado along with a Kawasaki Ninja. Those three things, four things, could be yours. Just for having a good time and watching the Petros and Money Show.
Yeah, check out your access door on am570lasports.com. What is it, Cates? I don't want to watch Kawhi Leonard get out of a private jet and get into a black freaking SUV again.
Okay.
Kawhi Watch.
We are on Kawhi Watch. We have an update as of about 5 minutes ago.
What's our update?
A text from Chris Carter from Fox Sports, who apparently is very close
to. You mean a tweet, or did he text you?
A tweet. A lot of premature reports out there. Kawhi has not made his decision yet, and all three teams are still in it. Yes, Lakers and Clippers are still in play, and I'm 100% certain of this. I wouldn't hold my breath on getting an answer anytime soon. Kawhi still undecided.
Now,
hashtag Kawhi.
If this was about getting off bump coverage inside the 5-yard line, I'd be like, this is gospel. I've got to hear what Chris Carter has to say. But to hear these caterpillar eyebrows wiggle around regarding Kawhi Leonard's future, I just don't know what to think.
Well, I guess here's what my takeaway is. If you're an agent that represents one guy, and that one guy is your nephew, and you are somewhere around the age of 50, 55-ish.
You're playing ball with all your heroes right now.
You got Hall of Famer Chris Carter as your insider ahead of freaking no-neck Windhorse or Woj and his glasses and comb over.
That's a good point.
Then you're going got Chris Carter,
Magic
man.
Magic Johnson on the other phone.
Exactly. You're rolling with Magic Johnson. That's a good time for you.
For Clippers, he's talking to Billy Crystal because
right?
He loves City Slickers.
Hey, Sheridan, I love your American flag bandana, but I'm going to talk to Chris freaking Carter.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I love that Billy Crystal in City Slickers. If you guys could produce Billy Crystal for my next Clippers meeting, Uncle Dennis...
He would be
very pleased. We'd like you to dig up Jack Palance as well, if possible.
Now you're talking.
Mm.
He would love to get his DVD of Marvelous autographs. So that would be something.
What do you think, Vic? Now you've heard from Chris Carter. Jalen Rose. Now look, we have blanketed the earth with people, and Matt, it was 100% correct yesterday in his grievance that...
Airing of grievances.
There has been literally... The more time that goes, the more time that there has been between Kawhi Watch and Kawhi actually letting his intentions be known at some point, the more that that's gone on has displayed the more that the media knows nothing. I mean, literally less than nothing.
Nothing. Yes, they are giving us, I hate the term fake news.
Misinformation.
Yes, it is misinformation and non-answers.
It's phony stuff.
The...
There's nothing there. Like, so we had Chris Broussard come on.
It's the best tweet. That tweet encapsulates the media perfectly.
But he said on our show, 90 after his three-way triangle tweet, that's how they kill JFK.
It's Perfect kill shot.
They got
triangle.
Him, couldn't
shoot him right there.
So back and to the left. Hey, who gets shot in the back of the head and flies back?
A magic bullet. Bang, bang, boom.
Don't get me started.
He said 90% Lakers, Chris Broussard, on our show yesterday. He said 90% Lakers. Today, Jalen Rose says 99%
Raptors.
Raptors.
Chris Carter says 100% no decision.
33-33, 33 1/3
100%.
So right now, I don't know. I'm not a statistics guy. In fact, horrible at math and lack concentration for it. I don't know what the percentage lies in there, Matt. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
100% BS.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
Well, you know how Kawhi does business.
The more these people talk,
nobody knows how he does business.
That's the
point. Vic.
But the business is
nobody.
It's exposed everybody and how little they know. So everybody, because right now there's only this going on, right? The only positive thing in sports, other than the Dodgers being red hot, is this situation, right? Cool. Tyler Skaggs, not a positive situation. Heartbreaking and tragic. And I thought Mark Gubiza especially did an unbelievable job on that broadcast last night. Unbelievable. But this is what's going on in sports. Kawhi Watch. So all day we have these insiders on. The guy we're watching right now.
Kawhi Watch.
Moves stuff around with his finger on a giant screen.
Bobby Marks has been doing this exact same touchscreen dance for 5 days. 5 days. He's like, okay, you see right now, here is Jared Dudley. But watch what happens when I go blip. Bloop, and now Kawhi's in there. And now you see the salary cap number go from 32.3 to 0 and 6 exceptions. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to touch Jared Bayless here, bloop, and put him here, bloop, and then I'm going to touch Ron. Stop!
It's amazing.
Stop!
But they have to fill it. So you have all these people. This is their job. It's their time to be on TV. It's
and people are watching.
Time to be known. The freaking Ari Abraham has 40,000 Twitter followers now. The Reddit guy's got like 20,000, the fake Reddit guy that everybody says he's Genie Buss's gardener or something. All of these people are, this is their moment, but they have nothing.
Nothing.
And to watch them have nothing day in and day out is, it's exasperating, but I am coming around to the hilarious side of it.
It has made one thing, I mean.
But we have skin in the game now, Matt.
Yes. To be.
We got some skin in the game.
We do have skin in the game. But to be somewhat, just a modicum of seriousness here, I think what it does expose is that 100% of the NBA insider information is agent-driven. There is nothing coming from the teams. There is nothing coming from the players. It is 100% agent-driven because this is the one guy who does not have an agent that represents other clients and is a traditional NBA agent, and they can't get a damn thing going.
You know, I'd correct and retract you and say that it can't be 100% agent driven because Uncle Dennis is involved, but hey, guess who's an agent?
Uncle Dennis.
Uncle Dennis.
You know what? See, look at me. I'm going to correct and retract myself already.
Corrections and retractions.
Magic. He leaks a bunch of information, and he's not an agent. So it's all agents.
Magic's an agent of the devil.
Yes, and Magic Johnson. That's who's leaking.
What?
More percentages for you. Caron Butler, I think, summed it up best on Twitter, at Real Tough Juice. Lakers, Raptors, and Clippers.
Here you go.
Those teams have 33.33% chance of getting Kawhi.
See? And that's a guy who knows his math, because he had to work the register.
Yeah, you got
to
get that register.
He worked the register at McDonald's. They're going to make him a story about his life. They're in the middle of doing that pick right now.
Hey, all work is noble.
Exactly right. Well done, Caron.
What's fascinating is no one's dealt with a personality like Kawhi Leonard, because his only stipulation was, and team Uncle Dennis, anything leaks out of any of these meetings.
We don't know that either.
That team is gone.
But we don't know that.
We don't know that.
I can believe
Matt
that.
Made that point
then I can't believe.
But we don't know that.
We don't know anything.
Then
why
I can't
would
believe.
That be? Why would you say, hey, you know what?
It's believable.
I was going to go back to the Raptors and defend my title, but I don't like that they leaked that my plane was landing. I don't like that. So guess what? I'm going to move to the other side of the country and in Southern California because of that. That is, there's no way. It's like the old married guy that says, look, why do I play golf every morning? My wife's not going to divorce me for playing golf every morning, so what the hell? I'm going to go play golf. You're not gonna leave a team because they leaked a bit of information. That's not why you're going to decide which team you're going to sign with for the next 5 years of your career.
But meanwhile, nothing was leaked. Because there was no information coming out of these meetings.
See, there's this guy named Magic Johnson. And there's a guy by the name of Brad Turner. I mean, seemed like there was some leaks there. I mean, if that's your position, Vic, then the Lakers have zero chance.
Magic was not considered, you know, part of the negotiation committee for the Lakers. He was like taboo.
He was specifically requested by Kawhi and his Uncle Dennis to speak with
him. But he wasn't sanctioned by the league.
But he leaked every last bit of their conversation on Spectrum Sportsnet last night. Magic told him exactly what Uncle Dennis asked, exactly what answers he gave him. And Brad Turner shared all of that last night on Time Warner Cable Sportsnet. So that would suggest the Lakers certainly failed that test spectacularly. If, in fact, that is one of the conditions of where he's going to sign.
If that's a criteria, he ain't going to be a Laker.
No.
He'll probably be a Clipper, if anything.
And then Uncle Dennis wanted to know if we tried to trade for him. And I had to tell him we couldn't, that the Spurs wanted everything on our roster, and I couldn't do that, that it was bad blood. And they wanted four firsts and all our young guys.
Oh, you mean
and,
the...
Wow, that's very, very specific, Brad Turner.
You mean the
seems
Pelicans?
Like someone leaked you. Yeah, no. When Kawhi asked, try to trade for me when Toronto got me? Did you try to come get me? Because I wanted to come here. And Magic said, yeah, but they wanted everything and I couldn't do that.
Yeah,
that's
Vic.
Probably something that if... And I disagree with you that it matters, but if you believe that matters, Lakers are in trouble because Magic leaked it all. Leaked it all.
The priority for Kawhi seems to be love. He wants love. Needs love. He wants love.
All right.
He wants love.
Vic.
There's no doubt.
What's important now?
The whole San Diego State
understand
scenario.
Understand this, Vic. What's important now, and we don't know what your schedule is. Maybe you have some kind of oncology appointment. But
in fact, my oncologist just flew to Taiwan last night.
Oh, well.
Oh, really?
Well.
She'll be back in 2 weeks.
Perhaps you're going to see the...
A little break.
Perhaps you're going to see the urologist. Or something like that. Some
you never know.
Newfangled crazy quack doctor. But the Matt and I have a skin.
I am searching for answers.
We have skin in the game, and so does Kate's. Now it didn't matter before. Before it was all grab ass and radio fun time, but now the one thing that's most important to Matt and I.
One thing,
which is July 5th being off for PMS. And the Odd Couple being on AM570 LA Sports for the best basketball information possible. And Matt and I want that day off. And we were told by a man who was born in Germany but raised in the Rocky Mountains that if Toronto, like you say, and you and Jalen Rose...
I'm just getting a vibe.
And Caron Butler says 33% chance... If Kawhi Leonard signs with Toronto, we get Friday off because there's nothing to celebrate in town.
No news.
We are Canadian. It's a glorious country that I've never visited. Matt honeymooned there.
Banff, Lake Louise.
Sensational.
Beautiful, glorious.
I saw it on The Bachelor. I used to watch a show called Whistler on Noggin. That's in Canada, right?
Sure, Whistler National Park.
And
Vancouver.
Don't forget about Degrassi. I told everybody about Drake before Drake.
Stratford Festival or Shakespeare.
Love it. I love some Canadian bands. Stars, Broken Social Scene, Tegan and Sarah.
Bryan Adams.
How about Neil Young?
There is a barn in North Ontario.
Boom.
Alanis.
Mm.
Sum 41.
Oh, man.
Avril Lavigne.
Hurt me.
I mean.
All face. Right back at you.
Freaking Justin Bieber, guys. Come
Bieber.
On.
Matthew
yeah.
Bieber.
Yeah.
Come on.
Jim Carrey. Pam Anderson. Michael J. Fox.
Oh, you took my guy. You see, Kate? He was about. Oh. Michael J. Fox was my guy.
Sorry. You got any other Canadians?
Trudeau. Love Trudeau. The guy's awesome.
The dad or the one that the Indian outfit?
About Gretzky.
The latter.
What about Uncle Wayne?
The great one.
Janet Jones.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So, I know it would be great for the Clippers and the Lakers would have a super team and pull themselves out of the doldrums that they should have pulled themselves out of last summer when LeBron signed. But for the purposes of the Petros and Money Show, which is one day off from doing a 3-hour radio show,
as your home of the Clippers.
They're still in it.
Let's go Raptors.
We are all dinosaurs.
Close it, Masai. Close the deal.
Close the deal like you closed your hands on top of that cop's white, two-clipped head.
Is this Burbank or Jurassic Park West over here?
Hey!
We take off.
Take off, hoser.
We the North Hollywood. Right here. FNA, right.
I'm with you, Matt.
Nope, let's go, Nick Nurse. Sell it, baby.
Hey, you nurse that deal.
Pascal Siakam. Sick him. Lock him up.
So,
lock him.
In recap, we're rooting for Canada to get Kawhi. I'm rooting for Jamaica to beat the U.S., CONCACAF.
AFU.
And I think I like the Netherlands to take out the U.S. women's national team.
Nah.
Forget about it.
Exactly right, Dick. You tell them.
Forget it.
Tell them.
Oh, yeah?
Anti-American sentiment.
Hey, American women are so strong.
You know what you can forget about?
The 4th of July.
You know what you can forget about, you bearded freak? you can forget about Malcolm Brogdon in a Laker uniform.
That's true.
I pitched hard for Brogdon. Yeah, you pitched it. What happened?
I pitched him hard.
What happened? Whiff.
Didn't have enough money. Well, the money was not available at that point.
$22 million, Vic.
At that point, the guy got. He's worth it.
In lieu of Kawhi. What it would have taken. In lieu of Kawhi.
If you don't have some kind of appointment with some crazy doctor, you might want to stick around and defend the United States in the next segment. Because I got dead aim on freaking CONCACAF.
Wow.
Okay. Reggae boys.
Jamaica sucks.
Nevertheless. I got dead aim.
We'll still address it.
I got dead aim on the reggae boys.
But love this enough.
Well, Vic left.
Pool party, if
he's not going to defend America.
No, too bad, Vic.
It's because he's a goddamn communist.
You know what? You know he is.
Yeah?
He's Antifa.
He's not Antifa. He's a Bernie Sanders communist.
What if Bobby Knight was speaking? Vic would be full Antifa. Black helmet. Milkshake.
Dodgers Diamondbacks. 6 p.m. Dodgers on deck. First pitch, 7:10. Parker Buehler.
Just love saying Antifa.
Versus Merrill Kelly.
Let's go, Merrill.
Merrill Kelly, Walker Buehler. Dave Essay will join us at 4:30, 5 o'clock, Canada. And we're not, I mean, everything we say is BS.
Well, corrections and retractions. Don Martin.
He sent a text to Tim Cates, our producer, that said, come see me.
Give me that O Canada again, please.
Come see me.
Because it is beautiful. And it is true that we were given a small window.
Or so we thought.
We were like, hey, can we have the fifth off if Kawhi signs with Toronto? And he said, call me.
Which we interpreted as,
of
course you can.
Yeah. But he said, call him. And he might say, you got to go on. Talk about Canada. Get Jay on Rate back. Jay on Rate's going to join us at 5.
I mean, you got to get Dan on. If you put Jay on, you got to get O'Toole
on. You're right. We got to get O'Toole.
I mean, you're going to have to put him on Friday.
July 5th with O'Toole. They don't celebrate up there. It's not a holiday there.
No, Canada Day was Monday.
No, they're communist. Trudeau.
Monarchy.
Limeys. Anyway, the point is, he said that we could call him. Which we interpreted as,
you can call. I'm going to send it to voicemail. Bitch.
So sorry. We missed, but we still
very
don't know.
Very likely we'll be working on Friday. Looking likely.
What if this fool signs with Toronto? But what if he says Tehran yes and not Tehran no?
I mean, look what happened when Rapinoe said Rapinoe yes. Out the next game. Bad hammy.
Kristen Press out of Chadwick doing it big.
Bing, bang, boom.
Let's go Rappy Dolphins.
No, more like Rappy yes, baby.
Baby. What's baby. That?
Rappy no, more like Rappy yes, baby.
Thank you, Latino Petros.
Baby.
Make sure you come to me first.
I got something.
I have got something to set the tone.
I don't want Rogan Dino to step on. I do have a little bit of a, well, you know what? It is Jamaican news, so we don't even need the minor sports stories. It's Jamaican news, and then I have a little bit of an update for you.
It's Jamaican news.
You're going to be happy. It's going to blow the office up. We might have to lock the door. First of all, my reggae boys take on the U.S. They take the pitch, as I like to say.
That's what you do like to say.
In Nashville.
You're on top of it.
6:30. Conca my calf. How about that, Matt? If you're going to have a bad attitude about the reggae boys.
Conca your balls.
You could conk my calf right here. We got the Gold Cup.
Somebody talking about conk.
I got it right here. Gold Cup, USA versus Jamaica.
Jamaica.
Little Dennis Brown. Jamaicans are extremely great.
It's like chicken.
Me and Matt know that the reggae boys are not to be trifled with. We know
that they're going to lose 5-0.
They have a oily support from the Petros and Money Show. Mm,
from the Petros portion. I'm going to embrace our countries.
Going to turn your back on Dennis Brown?
Birthday tomorrow.
Hopefully the clock...
I'm going to turn my back on Dennis Brown.
Don't do it, man.
Turn my back.
Hopefully the clock will not strike midnight and it's July 4th and the U.S. has lost to Jamaica. I hope Jamaica beats them before midnight in Nashville. So,
what's more American than Nashville? Soccer.
Plymouth Rock, I guess.
Soccer in Nashville is as American as anything I've ever heard.
It's close to July 4th, I know. And I am proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. But you know, many are called, few are chosen, to support the reggae boys. And out of many, one people. I love Jamaica. So good luck to the reggae boys
tonight. When's the last time you were in America?
America?
Yeah.
Like South America?
No, like... Not... When Kate's is done, when's the last time you were in America enjoying the fruits that America has to offer?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, just right now.
Okay. When's the last time you were in Jamaica? Huh?
Well, I was treated very well.
Oh, you were?
Yes. About 12 years ago.
Yeah.
No, maybe 14.
Coward in fear. Surrounded by the violent locals.
No, I went out.
They were giving you a dirty eye.
I went out. Everybody loved me, and I went out. I was beloved in Jamaica. All right, next story. Minor sports stories. I got one more. They love me.
This is getting a little shaky.
There was a couple times that I thought that my life was in danger, but that's, it is a third world
part of its charm
country. I'd say it's a banana republic, but I don't think they have any export. Oh, no. Coffee. Blue Mountain
Delicious
coffee.
Delicious coffee.
Yeah, the best coffee in the world, Blue Mountains. All right, minor sports stories. Can I have it? Cates, you're going to really miss out on this one, dude. And I'm telling you right now, you left too early. Kate thought his wife was going to give it up. You know, like he hadn't seen her in a while. He thought it was going to be a big night with him
gone
and his wife.
Them
going to meet her at Don Cuco's. He left the suite. Weak sauce. What was his wife doing when he got home?
Sleeping.
Not much.
Sleep. What were we doing in the suite?
Not much.
Not much.
Well, let me tell you, though. When the cat's away, the mice dance.
The cat being Don Martin.
And, Dave Weiss runs a suite in a certain kind of way.
Yeah.
One there.
He gets a little loose with it, though. Dave's good to throw a credit card down.
But you'd never think, but part of the triumvirate, as Matt would say, of our ownership on the Petros and Money Show, Blackmore.
Blackmore threw down a credit card?
Dude, Blackmore kept the bougie beer coming. Blackmore had muffaletta. Blackmore ordered not one,
but
two pizzas. Double up. Blackmore was daddy sweet Warbucks acting like a G. Blackmore is the sweet champion of the sweet night.
What a guest.
You got Blackmore wears the belt and the crown and the kingly shawl, and he sits on the iron throne of Dodger Dogs.
Let me get this straight. Muffaletta.
I mean...
Poo pizzas.
You know what? It wasn't just that, Matt.
Heineken's.
It's the late... No Heineken. Shock Top.
Okay.
Sculpin.
Okay. Oh, ding dong.
Modelo. Bud Light.
That's a damn good fridge. That's a damn good fridge.
I mean, can't beat it.
Make sure you save one of those Shock Tops for me. I brought an orange myself.
And it's not just like Blackmore fills out the thing and then he sits on his laurels and it's the fifth inning and... your pots are cold and your house is dark. Blackmore keeps it coming. He goes chicken fingers. He goes pizza, hot food in the late innings, cold beer in the late innings. The way to do the AM 570 suite.
Blackmore.
Is through the road of Bishop Amont High, everybody's favorite junk food eater.
I was going to say, he is a man who likes food.
He
really enjoys eating bad food.
He's the food capital of AM radio, other than, of course, the Fork Report. But
he did have a little shaky year and a half, about a year to 18 months there when he had to control.
Well, he's still pre-diabetic.
Diabetes.
He's still, but you know, he says, hey, look, I love donuts. I should know I'm diabetic.
Yes.
So big time Blackmore victory last night. I'm telling you, if you ever win a suite competition, because it really is special. We had people in the suite. We had Jesus. We had Carlos. We had Robert and Carlos, not the singer Robert Carlos, but just two friends. We had a lot of nice people in there. And Blackmore.
Bobby and Los were in there?
Yeah, and everybody.
Blackmore!
Was having a great time.
That's, you know what you just
if
did.
If you can get in a suite and you see Blackmore.
You've done yourself no favors. Because clearly Don is listening because he has already sent an angry text to our producer, Tim Cates.
He can't listen.
Come see me.
He can't listen that.
Right now, I can promise you, as their offices are separated by a mere 30 feet, Don just screamed, Blackmore! You have any idea what my budget looks like? Do you have any idea what kind of money? I got no petty cash. I got no sponsor exemption. I got, how am I going to pay for it? Blackmore, you just racked up a $400 suite bill.
Hey, Blackmore was at $400. He's lucky.
You're writing checks your ass can't.
Hey, let
can
me
you do a roll call again of what he ordered?
Oh, unreal.
Those pizzas are only like
80 each. It's unreal, Alex. I mean, and the Chevy person, the new Chevy rep who went to Louisville High in the Valley, a lovely person. You know what she likes? She likes a little vineyard in the late innings. And Blackmore was like, Charlie Strong in the house. Charlie
Strong. Can we get a nice Bordeaux?
Give me a little Pinot Noir.
Can we get one of them Bordeaux?
It was a Pinot.
Can I get a peanut?
It was wonderful. So, hey, Blackmore. Champion of the suite.
Well done.
Blackmore, next time Blackmore goes to the suite, he should be like Apollo Creed with the American flag boxing gloves. And the, yeah, with James Brown behind him. Ha! 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 Living in a... I mean, that's because that's the kind of night he put on for the AM 5. If you win a suite night and you see Don Martin, just go up to the reserve level. But if you win a suite night and you see Brian Blackmore, that's like walking around Disneyland with Mickey Mouse. It's on! Yeah, Blackmore.
What about the dessert cart?
Oh, what about the dessert cart? My kids had cotton candy in every one of their orifices. Having the time of their lives.
Now Kate's is salivating.
Oh, dude.
I should have stayed to get my piece of stupid rainbow cake, you child.
Blackmore got two caramel apples and clapped the head of a listener like Masai Ujiri clapped that cop's head.
Actually, no. Blackmore left the suite and was like in one of the stalls in the bathroom eating a gallon of ice cream.
He was dignified. He was dignified in his, he's not a closet eater anymore. We don't just find a bunch of Twinkie wrappers in his closet.
Whenever
like
we get
to.
That email from corporate that says ice cream social, I know damn well. I know damn well which guy is adjusting and clearing his calendar. Clear the calendar!
Hey, I went down to the ice cream social with Blackmore. No, that's impossible. I went down to the ice cream social with Blackmore. No, I did. Well, what time did you do it? One? What time did you? Two? What time did you do it? Oh, three? Oh!
Interesting.
A three-time loser. I took a picture. So, the most excited he's ever been is that I took a picture once in the drive-thru at the Hat. He was like, oh, the Hat! Oh, my God!
Pastrami. Is that quarterback crunch?
Hey, I'm telling you guys. You guys got to get on the Blackmore train.
Blackmore!
On the podium of Sweet Night, Blackmore is the gold medalist.
I don't know who you think's going to sign off on those expenses.
Weiss is your silver. And the bronze.
Oh, he don't win a bronze.
Are you disqualified, Don?
Yeah. If you see Don in the suite, just go up to him and say, hey, there's some guy named something Rosen. I think he's looking for you outside.
Oh, God.
And then just lock the door.
Josh?
Just lock the door.
Say it's Josh.
Josh Rosen.
We'll be back with more PMS. Where?
We already know.
But yes, at least. Matt, I got this for you.
Do you think Kawhi's going to make his announcement by the time we get off the air tonight? Do we think?
No.
No? No? No chance?
No chance, he says. No chance.
Would he really make a decision to stay in Canada on the 4th of July?
Yes. Like you said, he doesn't care.
You don't know and he don't care.
Doesn't care. He don't know, he don't show, or just simply don't give an F about what's going on in the hood. This off the High Speed Sports Wire on the Secret Textosa line, brought to you by our dear friends at Chevrolet. The Secret Textosa
line. Sold out to Chevy.
I heard through the High Speed Sports Wire that Kawhi Leonard is signing with Seattle's Pete's. He's going to start a team that just blows it out at various locations across North America. After all, he's a fun guy. What it do, baby?
Hey, fun guy. What it do?
What it do, baby?
Hey, fun guy. We have fun time here in Toronto, huh, fun guy?
Here's another text. And, hey, I'm with you, man. And I tried to bring the I tried to mix the reggae boys in. And Rapino and Rapie, yes. I pray every day on my drive home from work on the 405 that y'all don't do 24/7 NBA talk. I will continue to pray. Hey, man.
Got to pray just to make it today.
It's hard. That's why we pray.
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 Pray. Pray.
We got to pray just to make it today.
That's why we pray.
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 Worse, pray or too legit to quit?
Pray. Too legit to quit.
But they're both the same. They're both the exact same song.
Yeah, but Too Legit to Quit had the cool hand thing.
Too legit.
And everybody had to figure it out because it was a left hand. So if you were a righty, you really had to work on it. And once you figured it out, it felt pretty good.
That was the quit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the grease.
Too legit. Too legit. And, you know, they had that real funky part where you went, too legit. And they didn't have that on We Got to Pray. But any of them worse than Have You Seen Her? Which was...
Tell me, have you seen her?
And he said... Dr. Dre, Ed Lover, won't you help a young brother? Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Yeah. They were all pretty bad.
But we all bought them.
Pretty bad. Oh, yeah. And the pants. Got to make sure my dance moves right.
Here's a good question. Are you an anti-fascist or a fascist? Mm-hmm. You know what? I got to be damn dead honest with you guys. Like, all the way to my root. I don't know. I mean, I do not know. All right, what about you, Matt?
Well, I know I'm not with either of them.
Well, no, no. Wait a minute. No,
you,
no, no, no.
Are
no,
you
no.
a theist?
Aren't you in the...
Or an atheist?
Matt.
Which one are you?
Well, look.
I feel like there's ground in between the two.
No, not anymore. You're either Antifa or Fa. So which one? I'm going Fa. I'm showing my face. My big, fat, fascist face.
Me and Mussolini, we're going to roll together.
Yeah, me and the moose.
Let's go.
Hey, trains are on time.
Come on. I'm buttoning it up around here. People have been taking too much time off. Embrace a little bit of that robot culture from the north. Where are we at here?
Geddy Lee is going to close the deal for the Raptors. Breaking news.
Pert, Geddy.
No, Pert, no. Pert, Geddy only, Geddy and the other guy do the appearances.
I mean, if he kicked in the door and started...
Tom Sawyer ended up.
Or Limelight. Kicks in the door and does Limelight. Oh, God. Prog rock it up. Well, we'll continue speculating.
Oh, here's a good
on
question.
On the Kawhi Leonard destination.
About our day off, potential day off. Windows cracked.
Let's go, Toronto.
Windows cracked. We say Toronto yes to Toronto. What happens if he doesn't decide by Friday, a bitch?
We're here. We only have one out. We're chasing the straight. We got one out left.
That's right.
That's it.
We need that card.
We need it. We need the Raptors.
We need that card to flip and it have a maple leaf on it.
I'm going to watch Jurassic Park just to try to get some good vibes between now and like Friday morning. I'm going to watch it. The whole thing. One, two, world. World part two. Play the video game on the Nintendo, Sega, ColecoVision, whatever it was on.
I'm going to tap a Canadian tree and get syrup out of it with my junk.
Hey, it's okay.
We're going Canada.
That's right.
So if you see me effing a tree, you know it's for the day off.
Trying to get the day off.
What?
Somebody on Twitter just made a great point. Wouldn't it be the epic finish to all this for Kawhi Leonard if he just sat at a table with three hats for the three teams and picked one of the hats?
Like a high school kid?
Yeah. Get it done.
Uncle Dennis, get on it.
Why don't not do it like a gender reveal? You know, kick a football and have it explode into a powder. If
either it's
purple, it's a
red,
Lakers.
Or gold.
Yeah. Or just ride a giant mechanical dinosaur down the streets of Toronto.
Now, is this Hawaii gender? There's three there.
Oh, stop. You know,
that's not cool. You're not supposed to do that.
Matt and I do a little Tifa and Tifa fun, and you come right in and start talking about gender binary identity. Wow, Cates. Gender is fluid.
I was at the Simsies the other night. Straight bathrooms, dude.
You know what?
Pick one.
Chicks love going to the bathroom in the same bathroom that all the dudes be peeing
love
everywhere.
It.
They love it.
Love
it's really
it.
Cool for the chicks.
Oh, yeah.
Gender binary.
We're number song of the day.